I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus. I'm talking with pianist Simona Dinnerstein about her new recording, Circles. Your new recording features Bach's Keyboard Concerto No. 7 in G minor and Philip Glass's third piano concerto, which was written for you. Could you talk about how Circles came to be the title of this recording?
Yes. To start with, I think that the music itself is quite circular. There's a feeling of going forward and then returning, and especially in the Glass Concerto, though also in the Bach. In the Glass Concerto, it begins rather quietly, and then it ends extremely quietly. The end of the third movement kind of drifts off, and you feel like the whole thing could be starting all over again at that point. And I like that circularity. Also, the patterns within both pieces have a feeling of circularity. And then the way that I recorded it with A Far Cry, the string orchestra that I recorded it with, we set up the piano without its lid facing into the strings. So the strings were in a semicircle around me, and we were all able to look at each other and hear each other, and it really made us all kind of on equal ground with each other, and we created a circle.
Media release about this recording says that the idea for Glass's third piano concerto arose when you and Philip Glass met for breakfast and discovered that you both had a strong affinity for Bach's music and its impact on the world. Your Bach interpretations have come to be highly regarded. What do you think the basis is for your affinity for Bach's music?
I think that Bach's music combines all of the different aspects of art that I find meaningful. It has a high amount of craft. You really couldn't have more craft than what's involved in Bach's music. And yet all of the craft that he brought to composing was there to say something greater and human and also sacred. And so there's nothing dry about the music. The music is profound, lively, entertaining, emotional, spiritual. I mean, every aspect that you can think of life is in it.
And how would you describe the impact of Bach's music on the world?
I think it's definitely had a huge impact on the music world, in that I think that it would be hard put to say that there's any part of Western music that hasn't been affected by Bach's music. I think that he's kind of like the grandfather of it all. And I think that the kind of spirituality of the music and the depth of it is something that has affected so many people. What's interesting, I have to say that I'm not a religious person, but I've met so many rabbis who've come up to me to say how much they love Bach, and I find that really interesting because his music couldn't be more Lutheran, but it's a music that crosses religious lines. I think that it just has that kind of mystical quality to it.
Could you talk about Philip Glass's third piano concerto in light of Bach's music?
Well, I think the things that Philip Glass takes from Bach's music are their structural elements. So in Bach's music, there are much use of patterns and sequences of patterns, configurations of patterns in different ways that lie across various voices at the same time, that harmonically, you know, modulate, that alter slightly. And all of these different patterns build up to creating a larger architecture. And that's essentially what Philip Glass is doing in his own way. The patterns are different. They can be more rhythmic, or they can be a pattern of a certain kind of chord progression. But the way that he layers them amongst the voices, and the way that he repeats and changes them and then builds a structure upon this, is, I think, a very similar kind of way of thinking about music to Bach.
Philip Glass's Third Piano Concerto with Bach's Keyboard Concerto No. 7 in G minor. You could have paired Glass's concerto with one of Bach's other keyboard concertos, so why did you choose this particular work by Bach to go alongside Glass's new work?
Well, I chose the concerto before he composed his concerto. I said to him that I wanted it to be paired with this particular concerto. So it started with the G minor concerto of Bach, and I guess I chose it for a number of reasons. I think it's an unusual keyboard concerto in that it's in a minor key, and yet it's a very uplifting piece and a very joyful piece. And I think that Glass has that quality in some of his minor key writing, that there's this kind of twist to it. And I had an instinct that it might be a good piece to play with whatever it was that he would then wind up composing. And I feel like it really worked out.
Was there anything especially notable for you about this particular collaboration with the string orchestra, A Far Cry?
Well, I think I was very lucky to be able to make this recording with A Far Cry. Their openness to trying different things and being free with the music really enabled us to take this piece to another level, I feel. I mean, I think that the way that we were able to interact and to voice things, to, you know, try towards bringing out one particular line or another at every particular moment, and also to be open to the spontaneity of the moment, really lent itself to this music. So I am very happy with that was made possible.
Simona Dinnerstein, your recording is called Circles and features Bach's Keyboard Concerto No. 7 and Philip Glass's Third Piano Concerto. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.